Mistress Zara. You will recall from my last letter that I had convinced my companion, Elaine, to continue in our quest to destroy the Lich. I then had to convince my companion, Drimgord, to stay. This would prove to be a much more difficult task. I found Drimgord later that day. I was struck by the odd tableau, a dwarf sitting alone in an empty common room, late afternoon light filtering through the windows. He stared down into the large mug of Binnowy ale between his hands, but did not drink. Some of my excitement of succeeding with Elaine drained away. Drimgord could be difficult to work with, but he was straightforward. As he told me often, train hard, fight hard. I squared my shoulders. I needed Drimgord at least as much as anyone else in our party. This lich would be difficult enough with the five of us. Still, I knew what I needed to do. I strode over to his table, pulled out a chair, and sat down. He looked up with a wry smile. "I know what you're here for, lad," he said. I leaned forward and said, "What do you want?" He said nothing for a moment, his eyes wide. He cleared his throat. "I want to leave," he said, his voice low and uncomfortable. "But what do you want?" I asked. "What do you want out there? What can I offer you to stay?" He barked a humorless laugh, then leaned forward and said, "Money." A weight settled on my stomach. After promising all our findings to Elaine, what money did I have left? I stammered out, "What do you need it for?" "That's my business," he snapped, settling back into his chair and finally raising his mug to his lips. "But Drim," I said, "you can appreciate my position. How can we talk if I don't know what's going on? What do you need it for?" He looked at me hard. He was good at that. I realized I knew as little about Drimgord as I knew about Elaine. What did I know about my own friends? Then he said, "Fine. I'm sending money back home. That's all you need to know." Confusion jumbled my thoughts. "You had a falling out with your clan?" I ventured. He grunted and put his mug down. "You always had too much book learning. Fine, since you'll figure it out anyway, I have a family to support." "That can't be it," I replied, leaning forward. I confess I was hardly conversing anymore. I was analyzing a puzzle. "If anything, your clan should be sending you money. You can't be making more than your clan." "I have a child, damn you," he said. His eyes glittered with fury. I stopped. I'd never seen Drimgord quite like this. But this didn't answer the problem, and despite warnings from some part of my mind, I couldn't help but press on. "And your clan can't support your child?" "She's half-dwarf," he said. "It's complicated and expensive. I have to keep her away from my clan, which is expensive. I need money." I took a breath. I needed Drimgord. I needed to find money for him. A vision of the Lich swam into my mind, its undead magic cutting us down without Drimgord there to direct us and fight. I leaned forward and said, "We'll get money, and you'll give it all to Elaine," he finished. "I know. He and I have talked." His lips twisted into a wry smile. "He and I go further back than you and I do, lad." My heart sunk. Drimgord leaned back, looking at me with an appraising eye. After a few very quiet moments, he said, "Andreas, I've trained you in how to fight. I've taught you how to hold a weapon. I've taught you when to use it, when to hold your ground, and when to find better ground. I don't know if you're ready, but you're about to find out. I'm leaving, lad. The others will do fine, but I'll leave a way for you to contact me. Prove to me that you've learned what I've taught you, and I'll be back." With that, he stood and left me.